A Milton boy and his mom who know all about hospital stays continue to offer comfort to those in similar situations. Similar, but not quite the same. Deanna Wilson is clear about that distinction when recalling the regular hospital visits made with now 9-year-old Liam when he was first diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. "We never experienced an abrupt trip to the hospital. All ours were planned," she explained. "As difficult as those hospital stays were, there was always time to plan what to bring. That's not the case for many families, nor is the luxury of living close to where their loved one is staying. With that in mind, the local mother and son are gearing up for the latest donation drive for the Liam's Mission Comfort Kit campaign. In an effort to give patients and their families one less thing to worry about, namely the essentials and/or comforts of home often left behind during impromptu trips to the hospital, the Liam's Mission team will be accepting care kit items at WeCare Pediatric Home Healthcare, 160 Main Street, on Sunday, April 28 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Liam Wilson with his second published book, Liam's Hospital Stay. Deanna Wilson photo. Following the success of their campaign launch in January, Wilson and company are asking for donations geared to seniors and teens this time around, anything from crossword puzzles and toiletries to socks, blankets and stress balls. A KX947FM cruiser will broadcast live during the fundraiser, which will support patients at area hospitals, including Milton. "It's campaign really taken off," said Deanna, who hopes to distribute about 2,000 comfort kits by the end of the year. "Once the word got out about one hospital, we soon had others asking if we could help them. Those requests," she noted, "are always welcomed by Liam, who's become an ambassador for sick kids, written 2 books about dealing with his illness and never shies away from an opportunity to give back to hospitals and their patients. As long as he doesn't have to stay or get a needle, he's good to go. He'd give you the shirt off his back," Deanna said of her young son, who's gained a lot of weight and strength in recent years, allowing him to take on a number of sporting endeavors. "He got that generous spirit from my dad." Liam will follow up the fundraiser with a much-anticipated trip to Halton Regional Police Service Headquarters in Oakville May 11, when he'll be an honorary police officer for the 50th annual Halton Police Day celebration. Follow Liam's Mission on Facebook.